Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What if you could become a better person? Not by working harder, but by taking one doable step a day. And not because you're a bad person now, but because there's something inside you that's ready for more. How to Be a Better Person walks you through 1 year of those tiny steps. 365 small but mighty tools you can use in the next 24 hours to make a difference in yourself and the world. My mission? To help you live your best life. Hello, and welcome to the very first official episode of the Be a Better Person podcast. You hear that sound? That's the seal being broken. I'm so excited to be here with you today. You ready? Here we go. Since this is the first episode, and since I'm kicking things off on a Monday, today's tip is about being a better person in your own mind. It's a little Monday motivation for you, although I realize you could be listening to this on any day of the week, and that's perfectly okay, as there's no reason why you can't do this on a Tuesday or a Saturday. So what is my very first tip to you for being a better person? It's to listen better. You probably think you're just fine at listening, but let me tell you, there's a lot more to it than it seems. Most of the time, when you're in conversation with someone and they're doing the talking, you're actually not listening. I know, you probably think you are, but you're not. You know what you're doing? You're thinking about what you're going to say next. Or maybe you are thinking about what the person is saying, but you're thinking that what they're saying is wrong somehow. Or maybe you're wondering how long it's going to be until they stop talking. Seriously, if you've never tuned into your own thoughts while someone is talking to you, particularly someone you talk to so often that maybe you don't even really hear them anymore, like, oh, I don't know, your partner or your kid or your coworker, you probably have no idea just how rarely you actually are listening. The hitch is that if you aren't truly listening to someone else, you're not actually in dialogue. You're in a monologue. You're talking to yourself while the other person is talking and then talking to them once they've stopped talking. And you know what? They're doing it too. No wonder it's hard to feel connected to people. But here's the thing. When someone hears you, you know, really hears you, you know it. You can feel it in your bones. It's such a gift to truly hear someone else. It's also a prerequisite to truly being able to help someone else. And I know that matters to you, or else you wouldn't be listening to a podcast called How to Be a Better Person. Am I right? If you don't listen, you're likely to barge in with a bunch of ideas that won't work, or worse, that are actually offensive and only turn off the person you're trying to help. Wanting to help is an honorable intention, but doing it without listening first just isn't helpful. So today, when you're out in the world, or even in your own household, I want you to really pay attention to the person you're in conversation with. It can be helpful to look at their mouth while they're speaking. I know it might sound funny, but it's true. It gives your mind something to focus on so that it can stop pumping out the inner commentary and be receptive. And you know what? You don't have to know what you're going to say when they stop talking. Really, you just want to let them know that you heard them. And you can do that by saying things like, "Wow, that sounds like it was hard," or "Tell me more about that. Thank you for sharing that." Or even, "I hear you." You'll change the trajectory of your conversation just by doing that one simple step, and you'll make it a lot more likely that the person you're talking to will truly listen to you when it's your turn to speak. Okay, that's your mission for today. Focus on listening. Give it a try and let me know how it goes. Use the hashtag BetterPersonPod, that's BetterPerson, P-O-D, on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or come submit a story about your adventures in listening on BeABetterPersonPodcast.com. I promise to listen what you have to say. Thanks for listening to How to Be a Better Person. If you liked what you heard, share it with someone you think would like it too. Your voice matters. Come sign up for the weekly newsletter that includes a link to every episode from the previous week so you can catch up on anything you missed. You can do that at beabetterpersonpodcast.com. I also love to hear from listeners. Seriously, I love it. Send me an email by clicking on the Contact Kate button at beabetterpersonpodcast.com, or you can tweet me at Kate Han, K-A-T-E-H-A-N, or find me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. I look forward to connecting with you.